Hello.
Hello, this is Joshua from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Michigan?
One second, I gotta put you on speaker. If you don't, you can give me a second because I can't understand. One moment. Okay, sorry about that. You're calling
No worries.
from where?
This is Joshua from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So let me ask you, are you
About
registered
local,
to
what is
vote
it?
in Michigan? About local issues.
Issues, okay.
Are you registered to vote in Michigan?
Yes, I am.
And do you think of yourself as male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively
Female.
male, nor thank you.
I'm a lady, female.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born? What is the year of your birth, please?
Do you want my full birth date or just
No,
the
just
year?
the year. Just the year.
1970. I'll be
Thank
54 years old.
you. Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or no?
Nope.
Okay. What is your race? Please select all that apply. White, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
I'm from the human race.
Exactly.
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Is it some other race? Because I can select that in here, too.
I think that we should consider ourselves as American. Race is not important. The nation that we're from is America.
Indeed. This is just to make sure we're speaking of people of all ethnicities.
I'm a black woman.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. No worries. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, please?
Oh, 1 year of college.
Okay, some college, thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all. Any number from 0
eight.
To 10, please.
I'm going to say
thank
eight.
You. In thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied? Somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The direction that is headed. Now, that's interesting. I'm going to go somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Kamala Harris.
9.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
9.
J.D. Vance.
I'm not familiar with J.D. Vance enough to have an opinion.
Okay. Oh, so you say you have no opinion or have never heard?
No opinion. No opinion.
Okay. Thank you so very much. And how about Donald Trump?
1.
Okay. Joe Biden?
8.
Okay. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin?
I think she's Democratic. I think she is. See, now I'm going to have to look her up. 1 second.
Elisa Slotkin is, as of now.
She's what?
Yeah, she's a congresswoman.
Slotkin, S-L-O-K-I-N.
Slotkin.
That lady, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Slotkin.
Once I thought about her. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm thinking of the right person.
Correct. He's actually a Democrat. She's a Democrat.
Yeah. That's the one. Okay, yes. I don't know a lot about her, but I'll go middle ground with a 5.
With a 5? Okay.
Yeah.
How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I don't know a lot about him either.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is the family name, so I'm just going to give him a 5. I haven't heard anything negative, so.
Thank you. And the Republican Party?
0.
Okay, thank you very much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third-party, undecided, would vote for other political offices but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Kamala, Kamala, Kamala.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Or would you vote? Okay, thank you so much. Which one of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. A or B?
No, statement A.
Much
A.
more or somewhat more? Statement A.
Much more.
Okay. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? A, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. B, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Or C, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. A, B, or C?
Can you repeat B for me once again?
Yeah. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B. B as in boy.
Thank you. Okay. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future.
Positive.
Okay. The future of the country.
Positive.
The future of the planet.
Positive.
Okay. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
About the same.
About the same, thank you very much. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you may not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me, I don't know enough about the candidates, other, or none of the above.
Well, that's why I'm kind of surprised you asked me that question. Mm-hmm. I said nothing in my responses that implied that I would not vote, so why was that question even asked?
Right. It's still part of the survey, but your opinions are extremely needed and important. You can select up to two or none of the above.
I think none of the above.
None of the above. Okay, thank you very much. And who do you think is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select that apply, all that apply. Republicans, all politicians, racist politicians, Democrats, or none of the above?
Racist politicians.
Racist politicians. You can select up to one more, or just that one would be enough.
That's all I need to say. That's
okay.
Enough.
Okay. And below is a list of potential threats to our democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country. 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is a near certainty to happen. At 5 means that you're not sure. And a 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. Any number from 0 to 10. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
I can't answer that. Is there a can I answer that? That question was too loaded. That was too loaded of a question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was with you for a minute, and then something just happened there. Too much question going on there.
Yes,
can I answer?
With you just have to select a number between 0 to 10? If you think
it was... question was an overload. It was too much information in that one question. I don't want to have
let me
to
repeat
read it again. Okay.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives. Do you think it's a threat? If it's very certain, you use a 10. If you're not sure, a 5. Or if you think the threat will certainly not happen, a 0.
I'm going to say a 5 because I still didn't, something about that question didn't register with me.
Okay. The next one will be giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
So well, how am I supposed to answer this? Something about
from
I,
zero
know,
to
I apologize, but if, maybe if I was reading it myself, I'd be able to comprehend what you're asking me. Can you repeat that question again?
Yeah. This is a potential threat. It's really not a question. It's just a potential threat statement. And we want you to, it's a potential threat to democracy in America, each of these statements, right? So you want to use a number from 0 to 10 if you think that the threat will certainly not happen. A 0 if the threat is a near certainty to happen is a 10, or a 5 if you're not sure. So the statement...
I'm just going to say 5. I understand your question, but
five.
I'm just going to say 5. Okay. I'm not trying to predict anything.
Okay. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
5. Anything like that, I'm giving it a 5. I'm not going to do a prediction.
Okay. Let's just go ahead and read it just to make sure if you change your opinion. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
I don't want that to happen, and I don't believe it will happen. So should I be going to 0 or a 10?
0. If you believe it's not going to happen, a 0.
0. Okay.
Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Repeat the statement again.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Okay, so I'm saying that should not happen ever. So I don't know how it's the way these questions are phrased are not helping me out.
0 if you think the threat will not certainly not happen, or a 10 if you think it's a certainty to happen.
I'm going to go with a 5. I don't know if it's going to happen. It's already happened in Georgia, so I don't know.
Okay, the next one is having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters go to vote.
I'm going to go to 5 again. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly, it's not sure when you use a 5,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Sending
right.
voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
Yeah, 5.
Okay, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
I don't know how to answer that. I'm like I say, I can't predict 5.
A 5? Would you say not sure?
I don't know. I mean,
you're not sure,
I know
right?
Where. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
So would you
you're
use
asking,
the number 5
sure
in that
asking,
case?
Here's the thing. I don't know if you're asking me, do I believe this will happen? Has it happened? Is something about
no.
These
if it's a threat that is a near certainty to happen, if the threat will certainly not happen, or if you are not sure, any number from 0 to 10.
I'm still not sure because it's too. Yeah.
But
I
need a
my,
we need
my,
a number from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. And allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and specialist interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on the nations to political campaigns. Again, any number from 0.
Know.
Okay. Thank you. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? A big problem? Somewhat of a problem? Small problem? Or not a problem?
Somewhat of a problem.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years or no?
Yes.
You personally or someone that you know?
Me and most of the people that I know.
Okay. And now below, there are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement. Where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement. A 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned. about the statement and a zero.
I'm sorry. These are statements that Democrats have made about Republicans.
Have made about Republicans, correct. And a zero means that you are not at all concerned about the statements. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is, when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living, from 0 to 10.
Repeat the question.
When
this is
we
what
come
Democrats
together,
are saying, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. They have made these statements about Republicans.
Okay,
when we come together.
Okay, hold on, sir. This is a statement that Democrats have made, and I am going to rate 0 to 10, say if I believe in what they're saying, agree with what they're saying. I'm not sure
I'm
answering. If I'm concerned.
If you are not at all concerned, you can use 0. If you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, you can use 5. And if you are extremely concerned about the statement, you can use 10. But any number in between 0 to 10.
Okay, got it.
So when we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
So if I'm concerned, does that mean I agree with them or disagree with them?
At this time, we just need to record if you are concerned, 10 or any number.
But I can't say if I'm concerned if I can't voice what my concern is. I could be concerned that they are.
We will need a number in
this
case, though.
That's too ambiguous for me. This is too ambiguous.
You can use any number from 0 to 10.
I'm not going to choose a number because this is too ambiguous.
But this is the statement that we have to, this is the statement. You can select 0 if you're not at all concerned in that case, if you don't identify with this concern.
Let's put me 0 all the way through these questions because I'm not going to answer them. 0.
We have to, but you will need to respond to each of them. Now,
okay,
nearly 60 years after, just 3 more. Now, nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist and MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters. From 0 to 10, well, how much concerns you?
Well, I'm going to give that a 10.
You're extremely concerned with that. Okay. MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've seen what our collective power can achieve. Like how we've organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations.
I'm going to go with a 5.
Okay. MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of tens of thousands of Americans, sometimes by illegal, intimidating practices.
7.
Thank you so very much. And moving forward, here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in a civic engagement or politics.
Hey, how
which
much more of this do I have to do, sir? I understand this is
my we're 82%. We're 82%. Almost done.
Okay, let's
we're almost done.
Because I want to do my civic duty, but take up my
thank you for your patience.
Right,
which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2. Boycotting a company, signing petitions, donating to political campaigns and organizations, voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor, talking to friends and family about politics, volunteering for a local organization in my community, calling, writing email local politicians, marching in a protest, engaging in direction actions like attending sittings or occupying buildings, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress.
Both of the answers about voting. Select both of those.
Voting state or local elections such as governor or mayor, or voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress. Okay.
You said I can have up to 2 answers, right?
Those are correct. That is correct. Those are the 2 that I select as your
those
opinion.
Those 2 are my 2, right. Mm-hmm.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
I'm going to say, I think we did this one at the beginning, 9.
Okay. One last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate?
I know I can choose this one because I said Kamala, Kamala, Kamala. We just did that question.
Kamala Harris is still, right? It's just making sure if you haven't changed your opinion. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you, 90%. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union or no?
Yes.
Former member or current member?
Former.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Owner. Homeowner.
Homeowner. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were any of your parents born in the United States or another country?
Oh, for the last 6 generations, my family has been a United States citizen.
Oh, okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, a Democrat. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-home parent, student or other?
Part-time.
Part-time. Thank you. 98%. Last year, the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 to $34,999? Between
total, 35,000. My total home income?
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Family
I'm
income.
To get through this quickly. Can I give you a number, or do you have to call off?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. If you know it already,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so it was less than $100,000.
Less than $100,000, right? So was it between $85,000 to $99,999, right?
No, it was between like
$50,000 and $75,000. Oh, okay. I understand. So that'll be between $65,000 to $74,999.
There you go.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you much. Have a good day. Goodbye.
You have a great day too. Bye bye.